Luke Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26. I'm going to read the scripture and then give you some ideas of what's going to happen to you tonight from the subject we're going to use and the insight that the Lord has given us. In the 26th verse, it tells a story of how Mary was introduced to God's favor, God's blessing. It is so powerful. But as we study tonight, we're going to find out that from these texts, the same thing was introduced to us. The birth of Christ is parallel with the new birth. Now that's something to eat on that. The birth of Christ reveal how to birth anything. All right? If you need something in your life to be birthed tonight, something that you have not even seen before, you will be able to birth it after tonight. So in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it says, in the sixth month, the angel, now underline angel, because you're going to find something out tonight. The angel, give him name, Gabriel, was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. The reason he used the six months earlier, he did the same thing in a different way for John the Baptist. He spoke to John's father, Zechariah, 6 months ago. Now he's about to speak to Mary, the angel. Everybody say the angel. The virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. Now notice how this angel keep talking to her. Have you ever had an angel talk to you? Quiet in the house, isn't it? Verse 28. Well, I'll share with you tonight. They'll be talking to you from night forward. You recognize who they are, and you know how to get them to minister on your behalf. Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, so an angel talking to her, right? And said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. Now, underline the word highly favored. Highly favored. Highly favored. Paul, you know some, if a person know they're highly favored from God, you know what kind of life that would be? Well, I'm proved to you, you are. All right? And when she saw him, when Mary saw the angel, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. What is he talking about? And the angel talked to her again. Verse 30, you with me? And the angel, you underline the angel every time you see him. And the angel said unto her, Fear not. Now, a lot of fear going to be removed tonight when we begin to unwrap some things. Fear not, Mary. And again, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Now, I have the audacity to say through revelation and through experience and through manifestation, when he said, the angel said to her, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, divine conception is on its way to your life. How to conceive revelation and the word of God supernaturally. Divine conception. Will you write that down? Divine conception. In other words, this conceiving is not only about Jesus. The same type of conceiving is available to the child of God. My God. Verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he give a description of him. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now notice verse 33. And I want you to see something here about your next manifestation. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And look what it said at the end of this verse. and of his kingdom, underlying kingdom, there shall be no end. You in the kingdom, you know, and the kingdom in you. So therefore that no ending blessing belong to you. Then said Mary unto the angel. She talked to the angel. Oh, she talked to the angel. You saw that?
Yep.
Then said Mary unto the angel. Now hear what I want you to align, because this is a position that you need to be in to understand how dynamic and powerful your life could be. She said, how shall this be? See, you get in a jam, you don't know what to do. How should it be? Seeing I know not a man. In other words, in the natural, verse 34 says, in the natural, this is impossible. In the natural. Remember that. Remember we said that. And the angel still talking to her, verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Now take note of that. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but take note of that. There are times you're not going to know how things could be, but you have the same Holy Ghost to come on you.
Yeah.
All right? Anointing. And an anointing come on you. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Is it possible that we're going to unwrap the night, the power of the Most High can overshadow your situation? Therefore, also that holy thing, so you have the right to birth holy thing. What shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now watch the transition here. I read three more verses. Watch the transition. So he talked to Elizabeth 6 months ago. Behold, our cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. He said, it's not the first time this is going to happen. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. Now this is a setup, these two verses here. The angel said this, verse 37, it's the angel speaking. The angel said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Read that with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Everybody at home, I want you to say this, because we're about to have some miracles and signs and wonders. We're about to unwrap some things and unfold some things and release some things on your life. I mean, most powerful thing in my almost 50 years of preaching. I'm so excited about it. Now watch. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. No healing impossible, no health impossible, no wealth impossible, nothing impossible. And look at Mary in verse 38. And Mary said, I don't understand everything. I heard all that about that favor. I heard about not being in fear. I heard you say with God, nothing shall be impossible. So therefore, in Mary said, behold, a handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. This glorious Christmas season, as a man of God, I want to minister to you about unwrapping the love of God. Unwrapping the love of God gift. In this lesson, there will be an unwrapping of all spiritual gifts. First of all, the gift of God in Christ, through Christ, to me. Let me go over it again now. As we unwrapping the love of God, the gift of God in Christ, through Christ, to me. I wrote 3 words down. I want you, because you're going to need it for this miracle season you're about to go into. Unwrapping, unfolding, and uncovering. Get those words. Unwrapping, unfolding, and uncovering. Now, you're going to see in the teaching tonight the ministry of angels. The angels are still ministering right now. You ready? You got to be ready now, because this is going to be baffling to you if you're not ready. Love angels will be released in your life tonight. Love angels. One of the wrapping is, one of the revelation in this text is that love angel, powerful, with a message from God, you're going to have to know that love angels is being released in Darrow tonight to go all over the world. I want you to be able to say that God have released my love angel to bring favor to me, to remove fear, and to cause things that look like they're impossible to happen. So tonight, Christmas is not about thing. It's about revelation. It's about wisdom. It's about absolute victory. You heard me? Yep. Christmas is not about thing. Open the mother little gift up you got, you know. But it's not about, it's about revelation. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Revelation. Talk to me. It's about wisdom. Yep. And absolute victory. So I decree revelation is being unwrapped to you in this season through Christ, a gift from God. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave. See, that's a gift. His only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If in that gift, I should not perish and have everlasting life, that means I can have anything else. Yep. So as we unwrap, we're going to unwrap revelation. We're going to unwrap wisdom. We're going to unwrap, I want you to get this last one, absolute victory. Nobody can change it. Yeah. Nobody can change it. Your love angel. You see the angel minister to her, right? Huh? They never stop. Doctrines and theology have not understood this. This year to come, I'm going to teach a whole series of lessons on angels. Uh-huh. Angels of protection, angels of healing, angels of prosperity, angels of longevity. They're all out there. All right? Angels of peace. All right? Love, unfailing power through this text will begin to manifest total victory in you now. Based on the premises of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that love chapter, all of that was in full in Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God said in this text with this angel ministering in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and this girl not knowing how to handle it, but by faith said, be unto me according to thy word. Here's what the Lord said to tell you. And I'm not only preaching to you, I'm prophesying and imparting this in you. There will be no puzzling factor before you again. Woo! You didn't hear that. There will be no puzzling factor before you again. And I just wrote down Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. But no puzzling factor. In other words, nothing going to be puzzling to you because you're going to know how to unwrap the birth of Christ, the gift of God. All right? These are the things going to happen to you. Now get in the text. Learn to yield to this love gift as it is released in God's word. Learn to yield to this love gift. It's a love gift. Jesus is a love gift. His birth is a love gift. And you know, Romans 5:5, put that down. Hope make it not ashamed because the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. As your soul is filled with this unwrapped love, your soul will always magnify God. Now, let me show you that. I'm going to show you that because I might not get you to get back to it. Look in the first chapter when Mary went to visit Elizabeth. There's another powerful scripture I want you to see too. Look in verse 45, Luke 1:45. powerful. And blessed is she that believed. This was Elizabeth said to her. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. So whatever God has said to you, look what he said. And blessed, see, you can say to believe. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, Elizabeth said, it's going to happen. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Matter of fact, when she spoke to Elizabeth, the baby jumped. John jumped in her womb, and Elizabeth got full with the Holy Ghost. Recognize she was carrying Jesus already. All right? Now, what I want you to see in this unwrapping this morning or tonight, what I want you to see is the 46th verse of chapter 1, verse 46. Oh, my. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. From this night forward, your mind, your conscience, your imagination, all will be sanctified. Day by day, every day, you're going to have a sanctified conscience, a sanctified imagination, a sanctified emotion, sanctified will, a sanctified, what, my God. And she said, and Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. Are you ready to shout? Look at the 47th verse. And my spirit have rejoiced in God my Savior. You notice that? See, your soul magnifying, but your spirit do the rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as your soul is filled with love, your soul will always magnify God. A person like that can't help but be blessed. Your spirit will stay in a rejoicing anointing. Woo! Your spirit will stay from this night forward, from this Christmas forward, your spirit going to stay in a rejoicing anointing. Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory. A rejoicing anointing. A rejoicing anointing is on me. Say it. I mean, if things look bad, I still got a rejoicing anointing on me. All right? Hallelujah. Now, as I was studying, listen to this now. And the birth of all your desire will manifest. If Jesus really manifested, and he did, to this virgin child by a message from an angel, the same favor that angel talked about on Mary is on you and I right now. Same favor, same God, same power, same strength. Just got to know it. Now, I'll tell you why you have missed some of your things that was supposed to come. You didn't hear the angel. You entertain angels unaware. But you're going to begin to pray now. Lord, let me see my angel. Yep. Let me hear the angel talking to me. Yep. See, you don't pray. You don't worship an angel. You worship the Lord Jesus Christ. But the angels are messengers. And the body of Christ knows very little about the angel protecting him. I was protected today. Protected yesterday, and my angel protect me. All right? So now, the Lord said, I want you to tell them this too while you're preaching about unwrapping this love and this birth of Christ. Tell them that love is your divine immune system. Love, divine immune system. Yeah, you're immune from lack. You're immune from sickness and disease by a divine system called love. You can't walk in love and stay sick. You can't walk in love and stay broke. You're talking to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to listen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to get to in a few moments, but I want to tell you this too. God has favor surprises for you. Get ready, they're coming. You heard me? God have favor, I got to use plural because it is not one. Have favor surprises. I want to tell my supernatural surprises. Because you're here, because you tune in, because this anointing being released, because this knowledge and this wisdom is coming in your direction, get ready for surprises. Favor surprises. Oh my God. Unwrapping the gift of Jesus, unwrapping the birth of Christ for me and to me. When you unwrap the gift of Jesus properly, you will see the angel also was speaking to you. That those angels, that Gabriel wasn't only talking to Mary. That Gabriel was talking to you. Whatever he said to her, he told her don't have no fear, he talking to you. He told her she got favor, talking to you. See, you have, because you're a child of God, you're listening? Now, I don't want y'all to miss this. This is, you have a divine birthing anointing in you.
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not a normal man. You're not a normal woman. You got birthing, supernatural surprise birthing on the inside of you. You got miracles on the inside of you because he's on the inside of you. And so you can manifest and you can demonstrate him. God wants to manifest and demonstrate Christ through you. Let all the world see that he's real. We got to unwrap him. Unwrap him. So, you will see the angel also was speaking to you also at the announcement of the birth of Christ, filled with benefit, unwrapping Christmas, I'm unwrapping Christ. And my tie-in as a Christian. When the angel spoke to Mary, because of the new birth, he was speaking to me. You got it? When the angel spoke to Mary, the angel spoke to Mary, he told her to bring a great tidings. He said, then he said what he said. Let me go back to 26th verse. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. Now, verse 28, and the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. He talking to me. I'm highly favored. And the Lord is with me. Say it. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looked like. I just want you to say I'm highly favored and the Lord is with me and I'm getting ready to receive some surprises.
And I'm getting ready to receive some surprises.
Yes, the Lord mandated that tonight. Yes, sir. I mean, I've been stirred in the spirit about this. This is so powerful, man. So powerful. All right, now, what did he say? What can I apply to my life now? What can I unwrap? Well, number one, I am highly favored. Remind yourself of that, no matter what you're going through. Secondly, the Lord is with me. Use these things, please. The Lord is with me. We're unwrapping now. I am extremely blessed. No more fear in my life. I have found favor with God. Unwrap it. I'm born again by Jesus living in me. See what we're doing? We're unwrapping the gift of Jesus. We're unwrapping the love of God. These things belong to us. When the angel by revelation, listen, was unwrapping Jesus to Mary, he was also unwrapping Jesus to me.
Yeah.
Listen now, listen to what it said. Listen what it said. Let that wave hit you. When the angel, See, now you're going to know that you're going to be aware. Sometime you're going to have visitation. See, the Holy Spirit is not jealous of angels. Jesus is not jealous of angels. They work together. But the body of Christ know very little about the ministry of angels, but it's throughout the Bible. That's why Daniel wasn't in a bottom line. The angel went and locked his mouth. See? And so you have to know about the ministry of angels. You won't walk in this time, angels, in walking in this time of revelation. Let me say this one more time for you. When the angel by revelation was unwrapping Jesus to Mary, he was also unwrapping Jesus to me. Call his name Jesus. That's what the angel told her. You gonna call his name Jesus? You ready? His name belonged to me. So what does his name mean? I want to unwrap this. The angel said he is great. Great things about to happen. The angel said he's the son of the highest. I am too. Great things about to happen. The throne belonged to him. Just read the text. The throne, that's why, you see, let us therefore come to the mercy of grace, throne of grace, we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need in Hebrews 4:16. The throne belonged to him. Oh, my goodness, look what the next statement is. Let's unwrap this thing. Next time you think you're in a tight spot, he ran over the world. What a Christmas this is. He ran over the world. And then it says, of his kingdom, there shall be no end. How many seen this? Hallelujah. And now I want to go back and deal with in the text when Mary heard all these profound things. She made a statement. You're going to need this statement in days to come because this statement is a statement that is okay until you get in the spirit. She made this statement. She said, how can these things be? Verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, how should this be? Seeing I not know a man. Good thing. See, stop putting all your confidence in man. You don't need to know a man. She said, how can this thing be? And then the angel, go down to verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then you go down to verse 38. Mary said, I'll go for it. You got to go for it by faith. You got it? All right, now, how shall this be? That should not be in your vocabulary after the night as we unwrap the gift of God's love through Christ Jesus to you. You might not be able to see it naturally. You know, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 tell you a lot of things your natural eye is not going to see and your natural ear is not going to see. But the Spirit will reveal the plan of God. And then always remember, okay, how you feel. You might feel down. Somebody might irk you. The Holy Ghost is upon me. The Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, the power to hide is upon me, overshadowing me. I'm born of the Holy One. See, these type of things we need to know about Christmas. We need to celebrate this. I know for the next 7 years I'm going to be unwrapping this gift, at least. Unwrapping this gift. Two statements that always cause the supernatural to flow in your life. These two statements. Number one, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Verse 37. That's a supernatural statement. But supernatural statement without supernatural faith cannot manifest. So what she decided, the 38th verse, so I'm going to go ahead and believe this. Be it unto me according to thy word. Here come your miracle. See, all right, now those two things, if I didn't preach about nothing else, those two, what I call them, the statement that always caused the supernatural to flow in your life. If you didn't hear nothing else I said, hear this. With these two statements, you can cause the supernatural to flow in your life. Now, I'm going to give you a secret. You want it? How you get those angels' ministry to work, they excel at the voice of the word of God. So if you got something going on and you don't seem like you can handle it, just go to these two verses and say, for God, nothing shall be impossible. The angels say, I got it. See, the word of God activate the angel. So when you say, for God, nothing shall be impossible, you don't only have Jesus. You don't only have the Holy Spirit. You don't only have the word, but you got million, billion of angels listening. Your personal angel. Activate all the angels under him. You understand? But you got to decree it. You got to declare it. You got to say it. And it put those angels to work. I can't leave these two. I gotta get some results here. The statement that always caused the supernatural to flow in your life. Unwrap that. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Boy, when that angel hear that, what? That's somebody believing for the supernatural. That's somebody about to birth something that never been birthed that way before. Got it? Just like Jesus. Be it unto me according to the word. According to thy word. Receive the master key of believing and watch what happened to your life at Luke 1:45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, when you open to the Lord and now I'm going to tell you a revelation that you never heard before, but I'm going to give it to you. When the word of God become the voice of God. Mm-hmm. See, the voice of God is locked in his book, but it's just the word of God here, written. But when it become a rhema to you, it become the voice of God. Remember what he said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger they would not follow. What he's saying is my sheep hear my word. And the word of a stranger, they wouldn't follow. Anything tell you from this night forward, you losing, call it a lie and walk away. Because yes. In due time, Satan, you're going to be under my feet. Yes. You don't supposed to be, I don't supposed to have a headache. You don't supposed to be up that high. You supposed to be under my feet. How you got all the way up here? Come down. I'm your master. You're not my master. You see, but you got to have faith because sometimes look like on the outside is not working. Everybody trying to prove to you is not working. He'd be lying like a dog. He know he can't stop you. He know he can't stop you. Hallelujah. Always magnify the Lord with your soul, with your mind, with your conscience. Now, in this time of celebration, rejoice in your spirit at all times. And then I have how to keep the celebration of Christ flowing in your life and don't wait till the 25th of December. Luke 2:40. Luke 2:40. How Jesus kept it going. Two scriptures. Luke 2:40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? That's how to keep the celebration of Christ flowing January 17th. February 24th. March 19th. Every day of Christmas. See? You see that scripture? And the child grew. And wax strong in spirit. See, now these are indications of what you can do. Filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. What? Now, go to the next verse for that is 252. Mm-hmm. Luke 252 now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ought to preach all night. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Yep. The man who don't like you got to like you. Yeah. Because you got a favor anointing on you. I've seen it over and over again. So let me try to find a place here. Unwrapping the love of God, the gift of Jesus. John 3:16, you got that. Romans 5:5, you got that. John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, it's time not only to celebrate from this message, it's what he told me to tell you. Because I told you about angels, right? And angels have talked to you already. But if you're not taught about it, you don't know. You know, you think it's just something. It's time to celebrate and accelerate in the plan, place, and purpose of God in your life. It's time to celebrate, but people try to celebrate without accelerating. When you celebrate Christ, you're supposed to accelerate in your life. It was God's love that sent and gave Jesus to us. Anybody can say amen there? I'm going to say it again now because it's kind of foreign. And the angel of love brought the message. Have you ever heard of the angel of love? You know, some liar you're going to say, oh, yeah, I heard him last. The angel of love. Just lie, missed the whole revelation. Just trying to be, you know what I'm saying? The angel of love. So right now, you have to know from now on, you're going to have traveling with you the angel of love. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the angel of love. You ready? They can't fail. Because in 1 Corinthians, it said love never faileth. All right. The overpowering love of the Holy Spirit is in our text that substantiated the love. Listen, love is the answer to the question in your life of how can this be? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you following me? Love can't fail. And keep this revelation clear, there's nothing impossible to God. You will never fail again. I'm telling you it again. In your life, turn to love. Now, this message is so powerful. I want you to listen at it over and over again. Read that text. The lesson is revealing supernatural surprises. It's revealing supernatural angels. It's revealing how to cooperate with the supernatural will of God. This is, if you heard me, the best Christmas you ever will have. Because from this day forward, you will walk in celebration and acceleration all the days of your life. The same format here. How can this be? And then the man says, see, anytime you're leaning and look like something not working, and you're asking the question that you ask, how can this thing be? You turn and say, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. You see what I'm saying? Then you have to surrender. You're not really knowing. Mary didn't know how it was going to come out. But she surrendered. Zechariah lost his voice because he wouldn't surrender. You lose your birth when you don't surrender. You don't look at condition to give your answer. Never, Look, listen to me. Never look at condition to give your answer. Your answer to God is always, yes, I know you can do it. Don't care what odds against you. Don't care what things look like. Don't care how long it's been. Always have a yielding answer to God. And you'll have Christmas 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Not by feeling. It's not by fact. It's by absolute truth. God cannot fail. Are you seeing this? You're not, if you're just going to unwrap a sweater, or unwrap a pair of tennis, or unwrap a dress this Christmas, you're a sad celebrator. You should have been here with us tonight and unwrap Jesus. Unwrap love angels. Whew, I feel the Spirit of God. Somebody under my voice tonight have been released and have been set free for the rest of their life. Just read the story over and over again. You'll see many magnificent things there. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You see, for God to get some things to happen in your life, he got to lose you. Your mindset, your understanding. So a lot of times he permit the impossible to come, that you can yield to him, that he can work miracles, signs, and wonders in your life just by you trusting him. So I pray that your family and everybody listening to me and all the members of Word of Life, from Carolyn and I and my family, we'll be back together real soon. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And just unwrap Jesus. Y'all take time. You'll sit down to eat on Christmas Day with your family. Take time to unwrap Jesus. And tell your children and tell your grandchildren about Jesus. You don't have to preach all day long. I've been preaching almost 50 years. I don't preach. I laugh and talk with my grandchildren, my children. But you need to unwrap Jesus. And I speak over your life that you're not going to have a celebration, but you're going to have an acceleration in your life. Go for it. Read that story. That angel is going to be with you for the rest of your life. Surprises coming to you right now. I'm going to repeat myself, I know. But divine surprises. Oh, my Lord, I'll say this in close. It's powerful. Divine surprises, supernatural surprises, will be unwrapped to you the rest of your life. You're going to get so blessed in June, you might put up a Christmas tree.